Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by a ghost. He's been part of a military group preventing dozens of terrorist attacks against the U.S. and the Western world. Veteran Affairs doesn't have a listing for him. He's teamed up with Kelly Kennedy to tell us his story in the unit. Because of the risk to him and to his family, his voice will be disguised. We welcome Adam Gamal.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Absolutely great, Adam. Let's go beyond the mic. You've served with honor for your country for more than 20 years. 20 years with the Bronze Star, Purple Heart, Legion of Merit to your name. From Bosnia to Iraq, Yemen to Africa, you fought with honor. But you were born in Egypt. You were an immigrant to the USA. Why did you have to fight?
When people ask me that question, I tell them, why don't you have to fight? So when I came to the U.S., I feel some opportunity to embrace a new country that gave me the opportunity to dream, the opportunity to have the right freedom. And why wouldn't you fight for it? It's a way of earning your American citizenship, I guess.
The unit's motto came from Isaiah 6:8, quote, whom shall I send and who will go for us, unquote. Then said I, quote, here I am, send me, unquote. Why was it important for you to be part of this team?
So that team it's part of the Joint Special Operation Command. It's actually the tip of the spear in mixing the special operation with intelligence collection. So you have a group of guys who, the best of the best, they take you through a lot of selection process, a lot of psychological evaluations, a lot of physical and mental selection process. And at the end, you are honored actually to be a part of that. It's not it's not like you go and you say, I want to join. It's by invitation only. And you have to go through a lot of selection process. And the mission they were doing, especially after 9/11, was extremely important to me.
Everyone in the unit has a story of pain or trauma or challenge. How did facing adversity help the unit become stronger together?
So the guys who came to the unit, they were selected because they are strong. However, when you have such a command environment that supports you going through those adversities, and you have your battle buddies, you have your friends, your brothers and sisters basically next to you, and you know that if anything happens to you, they got your back. So all of these things together makes you stronger than when you join the organization.
Author of The Unit, Adam Gamal, joins us beyond the mic for the Rocky Nade. Adam, all this is 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is no pressure.
Okay.
What's your favorite chess opening?
The second pawn in front of the queen.
First thing you bought after basic training was a bottle of cologne. What brand was it?
Calvin Klein.
Your favorite type of MRE has what inside it?
The cheese spread, M&M's, and the vegetarian ones, I like them.
Adam, what's the best thing about being a girl dad?
Everything. They are so kind. They keep you grounded. And I know when I got shot, my daughter was right in front of my eyes. So I think between my wife and my daughter at that time, they saved my life.
How much can you bench now?
About 120.
What's the first name or alias of the person that means the most to you from the unit?
Mike.
What's the least favorite place you visited as member of the unit?
I think I can mention that location, Djibouti.
How about your favorite book to read?
Atomic Habits. It's one of the most favorite book I read recently.
The book is The Unit, and Adam Gamal, the author, joins us beyond the mic for the back half. How long did it take from writing to getting clearance from the government to publish it?
It's really good. I started the book January of 2020. We are now in 2024. So it took between the initial manuscript and then going to DOD. DOD sat in the book for a bit over a year.
Since the unit is so secretive, is it impossible to know a former unit member by a current member and vice versa?
No, we know each other. We have a network that we know each other.
Adam, why is diversity important for the military?
I believe diversity is our strength is in our diversity. We are fighting wars in a lot of different locations. If you have everybody who's going to fight these wars look the same, and we're not talking about conventional army. Even conventional army, it was a huge failure in Iraq, the lack of understanding of the culture. So when you have people from different backgrounds, from different way of thinking, different way of beliefs, they bring all of these different ideas and understand them together, and that's what makes us stronger than anybody else.
How did serving your new country change the way you felt about your birthplace, Egypt?
It didn't really have a lot of impact. I tell people it's like when you have your biological parents and your adopted parents, and your biological parents they treated you a certain way, but your adopted parents, they took you, they sent you to school, they educated you, they gave you better life. So you will be more loyal to your adopted parents, but it doesn't mean that you will hate your biological parents.
Your parents did not know about the incredible things you did as part of the unit. How did not telling them help them by keeping them safe?
Actually, I was lucky they were living in Egypt, so I didn't have to tell them. I was in the hospital after I got shot, and I would, like, a few days after that, when I was able to call, I called my mom and I was joking with her. She had no idea I was in the hospital. So I felt like you feel you are outside of yourself, and you feel like you are two different personas. One persona with your family, you are the nice, cool guy, you joke, you talk. And then you have this other persona of, like, when you put your operational hat on. But I, not having to tell them, I think made things easier for me, that I just don't have to tell people what I'm doing.
Which part of the world scares you now?
Nowhere. Maybe downtown Baltimore. No, I'm joking. No, actually, I think operating in such an organization, I don't know if it gives you, like, false strength, but you become very adaptive to, you just, I can walk anywhere and I feel comfortable.
It's time for one big question with author Adam Gamal. His book is The Unit. Quote, "Seeds are education, weeds are extremists," unquote. What's the most important thing this country needs, in your opinion?
You just answered it, education. Giving people the proper education will make them able to think clearly, will make them able to make better decisions, have better jobs, and they don't have to ask for help from anybody. They can be standing on their own, and the more education we can provide our young people, the stronger we will be.
He loves the veggie MREs. His daughters keep him grounded, and he wants you to read his book, The Unit: My Life Fighting Terrorists as One of America's Most Secretive Military Operatives. Adam Gamal, thank you so much for your service and the time you took to talk with us today.
Thank you, sir, and thanks for allowing me to serve. It's been a pleasure.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.